live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off, and caught up with Mike Tyndale here with HumanWare, and we're going to talk about some of the latest developments and what are you guys showing here at ATIA this year. What's new, I should say.
Hi there, Mike. It's good to be here. Always good to be on Sarah Talk. This year at HumanWare, we're showing our new version 9.1 of the KeySoft for the Braille Note, which will be released in February of 2011. We're very happy to say that we now have really good Word support. We can show you all your formatters, as well as with the Braille Note, you can make all of your edits on the Braille Note, send it over to a computer, make edits there, send it back, and continue to do that process, and everything opens and plays real nicely with the computer and with the Braille Note. Also, on KeySoft 9.1, we're going to have NLS, so we can play NLS books from Bard. Also, there's a new security feature there where we can now put a password on the Braille Note to lock it so that other people can't get in there and see your information. And the last thing we've done with KeySoft version 9.1 is we've made your wireless connection much easier to connect. In the past, we've had to, know a lot about your wireless encryption and is it WPA or WEP. Now that's answered for you when you go in to set up your wireless connection. All you really need to know now is the password if you have encryption set. We also do support WPA2 in this latest build. And so that's the latest changes with KeySoft. And with the Trekker Breeze, back late last year, we did release the new update to your Trekker Breeze that now allows you to enter an address. So you can not only create landmarks and be guided to those landmarks using a Trekker Breeze, but you can also go to a specific address by using the keys on the Breeze. You would do it just as you would do a text message where, like the Where Am I key, for example, is your big center key. That's ABC, and then the key describer key is DEF, and so on. So you use those keys much like you would text. On the stream, we still have our soft pack that we're promoting. The soft pack is an additional feature that you can add to your stream, and it will give you the ability to play iTunes. New EPUB books is now supported. It will also play DocX files. You can play Enhanced Audible. If you have the soft pack, and the last thing the soft pack does for you that's been benefiting a lot of people in colleges and high school recording their classroom lectures is that you can now record in both WAV and MP3 format, so you don't have to use the Stream Companion to convert those audio files into WAV. You now have the choice of MP3 and WAV. We also have a new Stream Companion, so you want to go up to our website and download that. If you have PDF files, you can. There's a converter in there that will transfer those accessible files into a text file, so that you can read those files seamlessly on your stream. We've also enhanced our Stream Companion, where now it will search for both stream updates and Stream Companion software updates for you and download those directly to your card, so you don't have to go to our website. That can all be done from the Stream Companion. So on the low vision side, we have a new CCTV that we're showing this year called the 360. It's a 19-inch screen with a camera that basically rotates 360 degrees. It will give you self-viewing, of course, down for documents, and it will also provide distance viewing for you. So those are the new things from HumanWare at ATIA. It's always glad to see you, Michael. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Mike Tyndale, live at ATIA 2011. It's Michael Off for Sarah Talk.